The tricky thing about anxiety is that we sometimes think we're feeling anxious about something because it's rooted in fact. Like, this could happen because I've seen this happen in other people's lives, or I've seen this happen in my own life before. So there's quote unquote truth to the anxiety I'm feeling. But if you were to bring that thought before God and say, God, how much of this is truth and how much of this is fear? And you really broke down your anxiety thought by thought, like I just did, you'd see that you're not fearing the truth, you're fearing your fear. Now, that's not to say we shouldn't check in with these thoughts and ask, is there any truth to this? Because we should. I'm not saying we should live in denial. What I am saying is we have to check in with our thoughts and throw out the fear and work with the facts. Because sometimes we can have intuition. In my opinion, the Holy Spirit cautions us when we are about to tread somewhere we don't need to. You may not be comfortable thinking about the Holy Spirit, and that's okay. Basically, when you enter into a relationship with Jesus, His Holy Spirit has access to lead you, guide you, and comfort you, and speak to you. When I have intuitions, I believe they are given to me by the Holy Spirit. Anxiety is unsettling. It feels like an anchor dragging our very being into a pit of dark despair. But intuition will feel pleasant to your soul. Not great, but pleasant. Intuition ain't gonna make you jump for joy, but it will feel quietly true, and truth brings out peace and rest. Father, I open myself to your guidance and wisdom. Please help me to hear and follow your voice. Amen.